just want to thank everybody for, thank the church for the opportunity to share God's Word. If you have a copy of God's Word, I'd ask you to turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 1. We're going to look at one verse this morning and kind of go around in the Word. And I just thank God for being in this place this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. And let's just ask God to sit down with us this morning. But Psalms chapter 1, verse number 1. Show of hands. I want everybody to raise your hand if you agree with this. You like to be blessed. Show of hands. Most of the time, if you ask somebody if they want to be blessed, they're going to say yes. The good thing about God's Word is the Lord will tell you how that can be done. And we're going to see that in Psalms 1. So if you have your place, I'd ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Psalms chapter 1, blessed is the man. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Let's pray. Father, I am just so thankful to be a vessel this morning. Lord, thank you for God's holy word. That, Lord, I pray that we would make that a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and that we would hide your words in our hearts that we might not sin against God. Father, I pray you take over this message. I pray you take over this church house. And Father, Satan's just been trying to come at this place this morning, but I rebuke him in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus, because that's where we got power and that's where we got freedom. Lord, I pray you bless this time, bless every person in this room, and we be careful to give you the praise and honor. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. So, everybody wants to be blessed, your family, your friends. This passage, this verse in Psalms 1 gives us the way, gives us the ability to see how you and I can be blessed people. Now, we all know that storms go on in our life, but I thank God for this verse because this is the way to have a closer walk with Christ. And it says in verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. It says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So we've got three things this morning we're going to talk about just in that verse. And David gives us three ways that we can be blessed men and women. Number one, it's the first thing. It says, you got to watch where you walk. You got to watch where you walk. Verse 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. David uses the word walk. I believe he uses it because it gets to the person that's reading it. Everybody knows how to walk. Everybody knows that you, as a child, as a baby, you don't have the ability to walk, but you grow and your legs grow stronger and they go stronger. You're able to crawl. And then after a period of time, you're able to get on your own feet without anybody's help, and you're able to take steps and walk. And David's saying that's a blessed man. Somebody who walks away from ungodly people. He says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So, who we walk with matters. The people that we are around matters. The people that we communicate with, the people that we are friends with, they matter in the kingdom of God. Because that's who we're going to be like. Does that make sense? That you ever heard that saying that the people that I'm around with, that's how I'm going to start talking. That's how I'm going to start acting. I got a lot of friends in this room, and I've caught a lot of things that I say, things that I do, things that I hear, just because I walk with them and I talk with them. So if we walk with ungodly people, you know what happens? We start to be like ungodly people. And Christ says that's not the way to be blessed. He says in this scripture, you got to watch where you walk. And I'll give you an example. If you want to turn there, I'd ask you to go to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26, verse 69. And everybody knows of a man named Peter. And he is a good example, a godly example. And in this particular passage that we're going to look at, who he walked with mattered. Jesus has been betrayed, and we get to a verse 69 of Matthew 26, where Peter is no longer close to Jesus Christ. And it says in that verse, now Peter sat without in the palace. A damsel came unto him, saying, thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. And I want to look at that word, that last sentence, and it's a little bit hard translation. So here's what it says in a different translation. You were with Jesus. They say to Peter, you were with Jesus. I've seen you with Jesus. I've seen you being around him, and I've seen you walking with him. But you're no longer with him. And that's kind of where I want to look at in that passage. You were with Jesus. Could that be said of me and you in this place this morning? Who are we walking with? Did we used to walk with Jesus, or are we still on that path? That's a question we must ask ourselves to be a blessed person and to be a blessed man or woman. I'll give you another example. Go to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 5, and we're going to do our flipping pretty early here in the passage. So, Genesis chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, we see another man who had a walk. Peter had a walk with God. You and I are having a walk with God. And there's another man named Enoch who walked with God. When I read this, man, this stuck out to me when we're talking about watch where you walk. Because the only person that can define where you and I go is us. I cannot be pushed away by other people. The final decision is based off of me, whether I'm going to do it or whether I'm not going to do it. But it says, Genesis chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, it says, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. 365 years Enoch walked on the earth. And there was one sentence that defined every one of it. Every single year, one sentence defined it. Enoch walked with God. And man, that's something I want to have somebody say about me. And as a Christian, that's what we're supposed to, for other people to say about us is, hey, they walked with God. They didn't walk with ungodly people, but they walked with God. And so I want to challenge you, even though we have a long time to live on earth that we think of, and we know in the heavenly realm it's not that long, but it feels like when we're on here, man, we got all the time in the world. But I challenge you and I challenge me to have that statement like Enoch. All of his life, one word is that, one sentence is that he walked with God. Man, what a blessing that is. And that's one thing, it says that Enoch was transitioned to heaven. He didn't have to die. And I think of it like this, he was so close to heaven, there wasn't much of a change. And man, when I start walking with Christ, I don't want it to be a drastic transition from me to go to heaven when I die. I don't want it to be such a drastic transition. If I'm walking with ungodly people and I'm saved, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be a drastic change when I get to heaven. But the Bible tells me, don't walk with ungodly people. Walk with God. So my question I leave you with on the first one is, who are you walking with? Let's go back to Psalms. Psalms chapter 1, we'll go back to our main passage, main verse. Who are we walking with? We all know that it's a race. And the Bible says, run the race. But before I ever run, I got to walk. So let's start walking. Number 2, let's go to verse 1. We watch where we walk. Number 2, in that second part, it says, we see where we stand. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. There it is. We've watched where we walk, but now we've got to see where we stand. I believe David paints a perfect picture of somebody who's walking with ungodly people. And if you're like this, let's just say we meet somebody on the side of the street and we're talking. Eventually, if we're talking to them, we get to know them, and we start to enjoy the conversation, it won't be long. We'll stop, and that communication will keep going. It'll get closer. And it started with a walk. It started, there's a way to get out of it when we walk. Maybe I'm making sense to you. But when we get to a point and we're comfortable with them, comfortable with ungodly people, it won't be long we'll stand with them. Does that make sense? We've gone from walking with them, and we've got to a place we're going to just stand there and listen to them, and eventually we'll do what they do. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not with the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. We're going to stick with old Peter, because he went from walking to standing. So, back to Matthew. It's the same passage. I should have told you to keep your place there, but Matthew 26, verses 73. So Peter, he's already got to the place. He's walked away from Jesus. Jesus is on the road to be crucified. And on the way there, Peter he's got a little bit farther off. He started walking away. And now he gets to the place he's starting to stand with ungodly people. Verse 73 of Matthew 26, it says, and after a while came unto him they that stood by. There it is, stood by. And said unto Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. So Peter, he gets to the place, he stopped walking, and he started to stand with the same people, started to be around the same people. And somebody comes up to him and says, I recognize you. You was with Jesus. You walked with Jesus. But now you're here. And they ask him that question. And they also make a statement. It says, thy speech bewrayeth thee. If I'm walking with God, and I'm standing with God, my speech will change. Does that make sense? Well, when I got born again, I wasn't the same talker anymore. I didn't talk the same way, didn't act the same way, didn't walk the same way, didn't stand the same way. And Peter says, no, I don't know Jesus. And then they say, but your speech points that you were with Jesus. But he says right after that, then began he, being Peter, to curse and to swear. So what happened when he got with ungodly people? His speech went downhill. Walking with God, they say, your speech, I know you're with Jesus because of the way you talk. But now he's got away from Jesus, he's got away from God, and they say, yeah, that was you. And he says, all these cussing, all these cursing, all these swearing. And that shows you he's no longer with Jesus Christ. Because if I'm walking with Christ, I'm not doing that. And you know that as just well as I do. Because I've been bought with a price. No longer do I walk in the ways of the ungodly. I don't stand in the ways. And Peter's saying, I don't know Jesus. My question to you this morning is, do you know Jesus? Do you know him? Does your speech, does the way you walk, does the way you stand, does the way you talk, does all that point to godliness, or does all that point to ungodliness? Because it points one way or another. There is no middle ground in the Christ. You got to watch where you walk. You got to see where you stand. We'll go back to Psalms. Psalms 1:1. Two questions you've got this morning. Where are you walking? Number two, where are you standing? And this is kind of, I'm trying to paint a picture here, and David's trying to paint a picture of somebody who gets off away from God, and they start walking and they start standing, but right here on this third part, they start to sit. And in verse number one of Psalms chapter one, we got to see where we sit. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, here it is, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That word scornful stuck out to me. Looked up the definition. Somebody who is a jeer, somebody who mocks, somebody who insults. And I want you to understand that, why he puts that word in there, because once I was with God, now I'm walking with ungodly people. Now I'm standing with ungodly people. Now I'm sitting with them, and I'm starting to be an insult. I'm starting to mock. I'm starting to have unbelief. I'm starting to look like the world. And we know as children of God, that is not where we want to be. Because nobody's going to see Jesus in somebody who lives like the world. When I'm called, it's just like the Bible says, come out from among them. Be separate. Be different. Sometimes it ain't the easy road, but it's the only road that leads to the path of heaven. And I thank God for that. See where you sit. The word scornful, told you it points out to me. And there's another passage in Matthew chapter 9 of where Brother BJ preached on the other day, of Jay Irish's daughter. You remember the story? He says, I'm going to go, I'm going to heal your daughter. Gets in that story. It's in Matthew 9. We'll turn there. But he gets to that point in the story where the people that are already there before Jesus, they laughed, and we're going to read the verse, they laughed him to scorn. There's the word scorn. They laughed him to scorn. So let's read that verse. Matthew chapter 9, verse 24. Jesus already gives that man the promise, I'll go with you. And so they're walking, they get to this place where this daughter is dead now. And everybody else saying, there's no hope. They get to this point, the verse says, and he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. Here it is. And they laughed him to scorn. Or they insult Jesus. Or they don't believe that Jesus is going to heal this person. Or they're mocking him, or they're insulting him, or they're making a jeer. In our terms, they're giving him down the road. Because they don't believe he can do it. They look at this woman, or this daughter, and they see that she's already dead. And I thank God I was dead, but now I'm alive. And that's what Jesus can do. And that's the power of the Holy Ghost living inside of somebody. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And that's what the gospel is about. That's what walking with God is all about. And in this verse, they say, they laugh him to scorn. So David says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. We've even got to a place, if we're sitting with them, we're talking like them. We're talking about Christ. Or our lives look like that. And David said, that's not where you want to be if you want to be blessed. And in my life, I don't want to be there. And I'm not going to be blessed if I'm in that place. And no longer is any other child of God. We got to watch where we walk, see where we stand, and see where we sit. And I thank God that He has rules and regulations. It's just like Brother Hagin said, man, I'm a free child of God. But this Bible tells me there's things I must do if I want to be blessed. It says, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And I want to kind of leave you with this little thing. If I'm in those places, I'm no longer qualified to be blessed. If I'm standing with sinners, if I'm walking with sinners, and if I'm seated with sinners, I'm no longer qualified to be a blessed man. That's what the Bible says. So I want to leave you with three questions this morning. Where are you walking? Where are you standing? Where are you sitting? Because the Word of God tells us to not walk with people. And I want y'all to understand this, and you know this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Just because I'm not walking with them does not mean I don't witness to them, okay? Y'all, if you're saved, you understand that, but I want to make that clear to somebody who may not understand. I'm not telling you not to, you ever try to get away from somebody, put that arm up and leave. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I cannot run with the lost man anymore. I can witness, I can be that man that God's called me to be, and you can too. But witnessing and walking are two different things, if that makes sense. Three questions. Where are you walking? Where are you standing? Where are you sitting? God wants me to walk with Him. God wants me to stand with Him. And God wants me to sit with Him. And then, just like Psalms 1 says, then I'm qualified to be a blessed man. I thank God for that. So I want to invite you to something this morning. That's kind of where I'm going to stop at. And I just want to have a time of invitation. Where are you walking? Where are you standing? Where are you sitting? That's where I want you to just think on this morning. And if you think on that, and that goes through your mind, that goes through your heart, and you say, well, I've never walked with God. I just want to invite you to the altar this morning. I want to invite you to a man named Jesus who gave His all for you and me. Died upon a cross and rose again so that we could be with Him forever. That's what good news is. The news of this world will send you in a bad time. It'll make you feel bad. But the good news is eternal life with Jesus Christ our Lord. And I want to invite you to that. So if you're racking that mind and God's convicting you this morning and you say, I've never accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, this morning will be a good time. And if you get to this point and you've thought it through and you say, JD, I know God, I know the Lord Jesus, but I haven't been walking where I'm supposed to be. I haven't been standing with God. I haven't been sitting with God. Boy, now would be a perfect morning to get that relationship right. Because that's how we become blessed people. We walk with God, we stand with God, and we sit with God. Let's pray. Father, I just want to thank You for the opportunity to preach. Thus saith the Word of God. I just ask You, Lord, to, Lord, just have Your will and way over this message. Father, we invite You into this time of invitation, and we ask You, Lord, to move upon hearts. If there be somebody in here that's never accepted You, Father, I pray You would prick their heart this morning. Father, the only way to heaven is through Jesus. It's not through the world. It's not through our feeling. It's not through anything, but it's through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to ask You to have Your will and way. We ask You to bless this time, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people said.